not fit to see if all of them are the same matzah. They're all not fit to see dam. So let's see, Mamanashach, though, dam came out here. So we don't know from who it came from. Therefore, we have to say, Minasofik, all three are involved in the Sofik, all three is tummy. Now the Mishnah says, Shia, the Samach Aleph and Aleph on top. Yesholish Noshim Shoyu Yishonas Bamito Achas. Three ladies were sleeping in one bed. Vinimtsa dam tachas emtsois. Here already it depends. If you find dam under the middle, where the middle lady was sleeping, so then, or kulum temeis. All three is b'chal the sofik, mashm all three could at night roll over, and that mukam, so all three is b'chal the sofik, all three is tamei. What's going to be tachas apinimis? We found dam where the outside, where the inside lady sleeps, and the one near the wall. So then, shtayim apinimis temeis. The one near the wall and the one in the middle, those two are b'chal the sofik. But v'achitzein the Torah, the one that's outside, the when you first go up, she's tore. So more was sumias to steer with the Mishnah we just had. Before we just had a Mishnah when all three sleep in the same bed, all three are b'chal the sofik. And here we make a difference, only the inner two and not the outer one. What's going to be tachas achitzein? Let's say we find dam under the outer lady. So then shtayim achitzein is tamei. So only the outer two are tamei. Because they could move over at night, they move over under the same place. But for Yapnimi, the one that's inside, near the wall, she remains Torah. Now, Amos said, when do I say this? Bizman Shavu Derech Magoli Samita. That the way they go up to the bed, they don't have to climb over the other one. But they go up like the foot of the bed. So therefore, the one that goes near the outside goes straight to the outside. The one that goes in the middle goes straight to the middle. The one that goes near the wall goes straight to the wall. Abulimovu Derech Aleho. But if they go over the middle and they have to go over one over the other, so then kulam temeis. Then the law be tum. In the case where you find at least on the chitzan of the outside one, all three is b'chal the sofik, because even the one that goes into the pnimius against the wall, first he has to go over the outside space. Like if he goes up in the middle of the bed and has to climb over, so all three of them pass by that first spot. So therefore, in the case where you find the dam under the first spot or in the middle spot, all three would be b'chal the sofik tuma. What's going to be now? Bot ka'achas mehen v'nimtzas Torah. One of these three ladies made a bdika, and she found herself to be tor. So she has the right to say he toru shtaim tameis, she is tor, and the other two is b'chal the sofik. What's going to be bot kushtan? Let's say two of them made bdikas right away. Umotzu toros, they both found themselves to be tor. So I have the right to say again, hein toros, these two are tor. And they have a right to be told, you do shlishes tzemeya, the third letter that did not make a bdika, she is mistam, the one that had the kesem. What's going to be shloshtun, all three ladies made a bdika, or motzo taurus, after they checked themselves, all three were tor. So locher is now again, kulam tzemeyas, all three are b'chal the sofik. Like a kesem came out, so even though now they're tor, but the dam came from one of these three. And we don't know which one more than the other, therefore all three are b'chal the sofik, sefta locher kulam tzemeyas. Now the Mishnah says, the Mahadov Adom, what is this like? What's an example to this? Legal Tomei. You had a pile of stones like a hill, a little pile here, that has the Kazayas of Mace there. There was a Kazayas of Shahayasham, Kazayas of Mace. And Shenisarav Ben Shtei Galim Torim. There were two other piles there that were Torim. And now they got mixed up, so you have three piles of stones here. Now, under one of these piles is a Kazayas min ha-meis, and you don't know which one. Or bot ka'achasnes, you checked out one pile. Or motzatoy, you found that pile to be tor. It's a locher is a nechman, he tor. That one remains tor. Or shnaim tamein, the other two piles remain tor min ha-sofik. What's going to be shnaim, you checked out two piles. Or motzatoy, you found both piles to be tor. You couldn't find the Kazayas min ha-meis. So again, we'll say, heim tor, mishlishi tomei, that only the third one is tomei. What's going to be shloshtom? You checked out all three piles here. Umotzu term, and you found all three of them to be Torah. So again, alocher is kulam tenayim divra v'meya. These words are v'meya. How much is the case of the kesem? Because we say there was the kazayas min ha-meis there, and you don't know where it is. You don't find it. You didn't check well, but it's there. It's there for all three of the chavas sofik. Shurabi meya, v'meya says that kol dovah shurabicheskas tumah. Anything that at one time there was a cheskas tum, we know there was a kazayas min ha-meis there. So even though now we can't find it, liyela mubitum masa, it always still remains tamei. Unless you know clearly where the tumah went to. We don't know where it went to, Senechanami, it's still Minasafik. So that's when our case here, you checked out all three Galim, and they're all three Tor, but still we don't know where the Ksayas went to, so we stay all three as the Safik Tami. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Achom and the Chom say no, Boydigat Shemiki Elisela Lepsula. You have to check out these three piles and check out to the bottom stone, to where the ground has stone on it. Or Lepsula means the ground that was never touched, was never dug there yet. It's like Rashi says Karka Lepsula. And you know for sure that they never dug there yet. So for sure the Gzayas Menemes is not there. The kids are going to Chomim, you check out the best you could. And if you don't find it there, you have to write the same. Something happened, the tumor went away, somebody took it away, and it remains Torah right now. Nothing more says, Maishna Reshad Lemaflik. How come in the first Mishnah we had before we said Stam, when you have three ladies sleeping in one bed, so all three is Tamei. Or Maishna Sefetik Maflik. Here will make a difference whether you find the Dam under the outside lady, so only two of them is going to suffer, not the Pnimi. Well, what's the difference? So Mishnah says, Amar Rabami Bimishulavis. The first Mishnah Toma where their Rashi says like they're Tchufais Udvukas Yacha, the first Mishnah Toma where they're all attached together, they're very close together. Even if you find the Dam under the inner lady, because there they're all like very, very close together. But our Mishnah is talking about that they're all separated a little bit on the bed, they're not mamish touching one another. So therefore, we have the Chilik and our Mishnah that was under the outer one. Then the inner one is not Bechlal the Sofik. Then the Mishnah says, Bot kachas, they made a bdika. So Moshe says, Lomli lemisna lamazadoima. Like, why is our Mishnah after Bechlal bring down this case of a gal of tumma? And the Chorah Mishnah is poshid, that if you find Dam, then you don't know who it came from, so all three is Bechlal the Sofik. Why does the Mishnah have to bring down this whole end of the Mishnah that says it's doima to a case of tumma? Samor says, Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say, Hochikom aluhu Rabbi Meir Rabbonin. This is what Rabbi Meir was saying back to the Rabbonin, that Maishno bedam deloy poligusi. How come by dam you agreed to my shita? Like the Rashi, the Mishnah says, if we checked out all three ladies, and they're all Torah, so we say now, Menasafik, all three are Tomei. Because since there's a Vatei Kesem there, so all three is Bechal Safik. If so, Maishno begadol plagdinu. So Meir says, so the same halacha should apply by Gal also. That if you know there was a Gezayis Min HaMeis under one of these piles, even though you checked out all three, they should all be three Tomei. So the Chutz Raya to Rabbi Meir, that's where Meir's question to Rabban, and why do you walk me by Meis, and you agree by the Kesem? The Morin says, in the Mishnah means answer of Rabban, and Rabban said back like this, Bishleim HaHosom, Bishleim by the Gezayis Min HaMeis that was under the Gal, Eima Oirev Notlo. We could say something happened to it. Maybe a bird came, a raven came, and it took away the Gezayis Min HaMeis. So if you check that and you don't find it, you have a right to say it's Torah. Elohocha, but over here, Hai Dam, Hei Chos, over here, this Dam, where did it come from? Or where did it go? The Bekit, so we saw Dam, we found Dam here, there's a Kesem here on the sheet. And these three ladies were sleeping there, so it came from one of these three. So here it's Zavada, therefore Menasof, the all three are coming. Tanya would learn like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says, Meir said, what's happened in the case for Shikma Shel Kfar Saba, in this city, Shikma in this Kfar Saba, Shoyu Marzikim Bo Tuma, that they held that there was Tuma there, they were Marzik in that place, there was a place, Zayis Min HaMeis, they were Marzik Tuma to be there. Yeah. The Shikma Shel Kfar Saba, Shoyu Marzikim Bo Tuma. Or Botko, the Shikma, maybe means the Shikma is a type of a tree, a bush. Or Bodka, they checked out that place. Vulei Motso, they didn't find any. They didn't find any Kazayas from the mace. They didn't find the mace there. So they want to say it's Torah. The Chulat brought the Rabbanan Shita. If we don't find it now, we'll say maybe an Erev took it away. But Liyomim, a few days happened was Noshu by Yeruach. The wind came, a strong wind came. V'yakros and uprooted the Shikma, this bush. V'nimtza gugolish shom mace tchuva le biyikroi. And they found the skull of a mace stuck into the roots of this tree. So it's right for Rabbi Meir that you can't be samech if you check and don't find it there. No, it must be there someplace. Rulah the Chum said back, no, Mishom right, when they want to bring a proof that you're right, Rabbi Meir, no. Eimalei botko kukot sarkar, they have to pshat that the guy didn't make a good bedik at the beginning, he didn't check out too well. That's, you can't bring any good proof. We're talking about the case, we check it out well and you don't find any mace here now, so you have a right to say it went away. But here, obviously, they didn't check it out well, you can't bring a proof. Tanya, we learn similar Omer Rabbi Yosi, that Maisa once happened B'mora Shal Sichon, once happened in a cave in Sichon. Again, Shoya Machzikim Batuma, that they knew at one time there was a mace there. Well, both could now they want to check it out. Achiyegi lekarka, until they checked out to the ground. Shoya Sachaluka Kitziporin, the ground where there was smooth like a nail. In other words, ground that was never plowed on at all. So it couldn't have been the mace was underneath it. For Leimotzim, they didn't find anything. So again, so they wanted to say now that some of the mace was taken away and this mor is tor. What happened was, Liyomim, in a few days, Nichnuso bo poilim, workers went into that cave. Bivnei Hageshom, it was raining outside, so they went to protect themselves from the rain of that cave. Venitzu, and they went in there with their hatchet, with their hammers. Venitzu, because of Mosayim, and they started to bang or put down their hatchets. And Umotzu, Machteshes, Mleyatzomis. And they found the Machtesh, they found the Patium, or Machteshes is like a grinding mill. They found Kisapatium full of bones of a mace. So again, so you see like Ramei Shita, you can't be semich on checking something. It was once there, my stomach's still there. But again, the Chum said back, nothing doing. Omelah, the Chum said back, no, there's no proof. Misham Rai, from there you want to bring a proof again. Ema, they rather have right to say, Lebotka Kutzorka, my stomach didn't check out the cave well enough at the beginning. That's why they missed it. But we hold in case we check it out well, there's nothing to worry about. Tanya would learn like this. Abishol says, Meister once happened Bisela Beis Chayrin, in the stone is placed, the stone there by Beis Chayrin. Shoyim Arzikim Batum again, the Masa, that there was a mace buried there. Lo Yocha Chom Livdek, and the Chom couldn't check it out, of Nei Shoyim Rubi, it was a very wide place. There was a wide field there. So they didn't know how to check it out, to know where exactly should we check for to see if the mace is still there or not. So he did was like this. There was one older person there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanan Yishma, that was his name. Omalehen, so he said to them, Hevili Sadinim, bring me some sheets. Hevili Sadinim, they brought him some sheets. Vishorim b'mayim, and he soaked the sheets in water. Ulparso aleim, and then he spread it out on the ground. So he said like this, Mokem tohera yovish. A place where it's tohor, then it's going to be dried. But mokum tumalach, and the place that there was tumma means if the ground was dug there already, then it'll be lach, then the water seeps in. In other words, if the ground was never dug in there yet, so then it doesn't absorb the water. Therefore, that mokum will still say yavish, will stay dry. But in the case where it was dug in already, so if the ground is soft, it absorbs the water more, then that mokum will be lach, that mokum will become lach. The Rashi says, "Mokem atumalach shenivlo shomayim shel sadim mitoch shayohof arach." If the ground is soft, it absorbs the water more. So Botku, they made a first check now. Umotzu bor godu mol atzomas, they found like a whole ditch there full of atzomas. They found one spot there that remained that was lach. So they know that's the place where it was used there before. They checked out that mokem and they found the bones. All right, turn over. So how to push it? Yes, Mara says, not so good with them. Tony, we learned, who our bore, that was the bore, the ditch, Shemilu Yishmo ben Nisanya Chalolim. The Yishmo ben Nisanya filled it up with Chalom, with dead bodies. The Chsivit says, "Va'boros shehishloch shom yishmol is called Pigri Anoshim." That was the ditch where he threw all the bodies of the people there. Ashirikah b'Yagadah, was killed through Gedalia. So the question was, "Vichi Gedalia Hogan? Gedalia was a tzaddik. Did he kill anybody?" Va'lo yishmol Hogan. It was Yishmol that killed them, not Gedalia. Ela means like this: Mitorich shoyil lochish. Since that really Gedalia, what happened was they came and told Gedalia that Yishmol wants to kill you. So true was Loshen Hara. But he should have been choshev, listen to it, and maybe it's true. Mitorech shoyel lochosh, he should have been listened to it, to be choshev, to think maybe it's true. Liatzas Yerchon HaMekorach, they should listen to the advice of Yerchon HaMekorach. For Lechosh, and he did not listen to him at all. Gedalia did not listen to it at all. And Gedalia did not prepare himself to watch himself from Yishmael. So when Yishmael came, Yishmael killed him out. Is Manol of Akosta, Kilo Horgon. It's a little bit considered as if Gedalia killed him out also, because Gedalia didn't watch himself enough.
And from this, Omar Rav, Rava says, Hi Lishna Bishur, somebody tells you Lashon Hara, Sa'afa pi, Tilakabul lemi boi, you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, but Mechesh lemi boi, you're allowed to be Cheshish, like think about it, maybe it's true. Not enough to watch yourself, that's all. Not to really believe it, to hate the person, or do something really bad, but just to protect yourself, to be Cheshish, that you're allowed to. Now the Gemara says, Anu b'nei glili, there were people from b'nei glili, Dinofek alayu kolo de kotel. Rumor went around that they killed people. The kotel nasha. What happened was Osla came with Rav Tarfon. These two people now came in front of Rav Tarfon. Is Omu this? That's Rav Tarfon. Listen, Litvarinu, Mar, hide me. Like the government's after me. I want you to hide me, protect me. Omu Rav Tarfon says like this. What should I do? Nehechi never. What should I do? E loyat munichu. If I don't hide you and protect you, Chozu Yisaychun, they'll find you, the goyim will find you, and they'll kill you. Atrim ninchu, should I really protect you though? Omer Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Halish Nebishma, people say Lashon Hara, Afagav, even though Lekubulai Lemi Boy, you're not supposed to accept it really, but Mechesh Lemi Boy, you let it think into a little bit, let it be Cheshish, have a doubt, maybe it's true. If so, on the Tzata said that they were really murderers, then you're not allowed to protect them then, he wasn't allowed to save them. So he didn't know what to do. So he told him, well, listen, Zil Osun Timur Nafshaychu, you go and hide yourself. I'm not going to hide you, but I'm not going to give you up either. Like he was Shevi Atasas, he let them hide themselves. Now the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vayemir Hashem HaMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Al Tira, don't be afraid. His question was, Michti, let's see. Sichon V'yoid Achi, they're both brothers. The Yom Amar, Sichon, V'yoig, B'nei Achia, Ben Sham Chazoy, they're both the same brothers, the sons of Achia, Ben Sham Chazoy, Hevei. Maishno, M'yoid, Ekastasvi, how come? By Moshe Benu was afraid of Oig. Or Maishno, M'sichon, he went to fight Sichon, like Masaf, doesn't say he was afraid. Here it says, V'yomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem, I tell Moshe, don't be afraid of Oig. Salkom, from Oig, Moshe was afraid. But from Sichon, the like Masaspi wasn't afraid of Sichon, why not? When was answered to him, we see what was really bothering him. That Omri said like this, that Moshe said to himself, Moshe was afraid of Oy because he was afraid maybe the schus of Avram Avinu will help him. What did Oy do for Avram Avinu? Shneimer the Pasuk says, Vayovei Hapolit Vayogali Avram Ivri. That the Pollock came and told Avram they took away Lot, and then because of that, Avram went to save Lot. And V'yom Rav Yechonon says, the Oig, who was the one, who was the Pollock, who was the messenger that told Avram Avinu? It was Oig. She Pollock, he was saved Midor HaMabel from the Dor HaMabel. So since Oig did a schus to Avram Avinu, so later Moshe was afraid to have Mechomer against him. He thought maybe the schus that he helped Avram will save him. That's why Hashem had to tell him, no, don't be afraid of Oig. What's going to be beged shoved by kesem? A beged that you first knew there was a stain on the beged, and you lost it, you can't find it right now. The dam itself is tamei, so the beged is also tamei. So you don't know where it is, what's the shoved by kesem? The dam doesn't become tamei, because the beged is still tamei or not. The dam nidus went on the beged, and you don't know where it is right now. So what should you do here? So look, was like this: Mavur Olav Shiva Samamonim. They will have a Mishnah later. There are seven different types of soaps that you have to wash it with one after another. Umavatloi, and that for Monashach. And it's not to say it was dam nidur that washes it away, and even if some stains still remain, it's bottle. It doesn't have a tumas nidur on it anymore, or at least there's no more dam in it anymore. So now you have to put it into the mikveh, and it becomes tahor. We have a Shimon Elazar Wayman.